Okay. Welcome to the Bethel Township Board of Trustees, April 1st, 2025, regular business meeting. Call to order time is 6:03. Administrator Smith, could you call the roll, please?
Yes, I can. Administrator Smith, present. Fire Chief Cahill.
Here.
Fiscal Officer Ross, absent. Trustee Van Haren, absent. Trustee Reese.
Present.
Trustee Dick.
Here.
Okay, if you'll please join me, stand and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. Hopefully you can see the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, approval of minutes. So we have two sets of minutes. First being the March 4th regular business meeting. I think we all agreed there was no comments on that. So we need a motion to approve. Thank you. I will second. Any discussion? Okay, call the vote, please.
Trustee Dick.
Yes.
Trustee Reese.
Yes. Yeah, that's not supposed to stay abstained in there. I think that was a copy.
That was, yeah.
So we'll just put
absent.
Yeah. For the March 25th workshop meeting, do we want to approve that or do we want to wait?
Well, we have the zoning meeting that we can't, we have to do within 30 days.
Yeah, we're not going to do much other business in there. I don't want to load that up with. Let's postpone that one since Beth isn't here and yeah. I don't know. She didn't send any comments, but I didn't hear either way. So we'll just postpone that one until the next meeting if that's okay.
Okay.
Okay, staff reports. I do not see a sheriff's deputy. So, no report tonight. Next up is a report from the fire department.
Yep.
Chief Cahill, if you please.
Yes. So, we, as you can see on the paper, we gave out as much mutual aid as we got in, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
We took a total, I sent the report just a little bit early, or got the report a little bit early, so I think we ended up that last month with 45 calls total instead of 42, but still pretty close. Nothing really notable in any of our calls, basically just a lot of EMS calls. We did have a building fire that we went mutual aid to, but nothing crazy. And currently we are sitting at 183 calls for the year, which is up from last year significantly. So we've been working on some trainings, getting people out now that the weather's starting to break and kind of be nice. We've been getting outside and playing with some hoses, ladders, all the other fun stuff, and trying to get better at what we're doing. So other than that, I have nothing else to report.
So I just have a question for you.
Sure.
This is just because I don't know.
Sure.
What is a good intent call? What does that mean?
So a good intent call could without looking at the report itself, it's hard to say. But my guess is that it was probably like a lift assist somebody wanting their vitals checked. We don't have to do a full PCR and make it an EMS call for that because it's something simple. We can just go do it real quick.
Or somebody could have stopped in and asked for
exactly.
It to be done.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think we are doing, we don't have any smoke detectors right now, but we would start a call. I think in the past we would start a call for service if we were to go to install a smoke detector because we are doing something for the community. We should at least get it on paper.
So you actually go out and do something in that case, and as opposed to a false alarm.
Correct.
What, so that you don't go or you
so
go out and you find out that there's nothing wrong?
More so often than that, yeah. Okay. So it's either that or like for the 611 down there at the bottom, if we get canceled en route, we were initially dispatched for something, but they said no problems. The homeowner called, like for fire alarms, homeowner called back, there's no issues here. You can cancel. So that's how that works. False alarms is usually when we get there and realize there is no problem. We're good.
I just have another question.
Sure.
We don't, on these reports, we don't track our fire inspections.
Yeah, so we're still working on trying to get emergency reporting, which is our previous reporting software, to transfer all of our inspections from that system to the new system that we've had. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, for some reason, there's a snafu in the coding of the system where we can't get our form into the new system. So doing inspections right now, we haven't been doing a whole lot, to be completely honest.
Okay, so do you pick a certain time of the year and do them all at one time, or do you just have a schedule for each individual business that's here?
Basically, we
in
will.
In the school.
Because I was previously in charge of the inspection stuff.
Right.
What I would do is I would print off every business in Bethel, or foster homes or anything like that, whatever would need inspected, and then I would each month go through and start scheduling inspections with that business, as long as they were okay with the certain time. We would work out a time and date and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But if a place, I'm trying to think of the business. It's a church with a daycare in the basement. Usually I always, for some reason, every right around now, April, they call me because I forget to get them scheduled in March, and they say, hey, we need an inspection, and we'll go out and knock one out real
quick. Yeah, subject to their licensing. I know last year we ran into that with the CDL place, and I know that's coming back up right about this time as well.
Yep.
But they have moved out, but their building is still here. So
okay.
They've moved to Vandalia. They needed more room. So I just kind of
They
wonder,
still own the property?
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. I think it's only your inspection's only good for a year, though, so
yeah.
I'm sure that they're going to be calling again.
Probably.
But.
Okay.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. Okay, next up we have the Planning and Zoning Report from Planning and Zoning Director Smith.
Thank you. So, to date, this year, we've had 6 zoning certificates that have been issued. You can see those listed there. Since the last Board of Zoning Appeals report, we have received 1 application. That'll be case V0825 for a variance for a 6-foot fence in the front yard. There are no zoning commission applications in process currently. And year to date, there have been 6 zoning certificates issued, one of those being from a declaration. There have been 8 variances requested, and 6 have been approved. 1 conditional use requested and 1 approved, and 1 zoning amendment requested and none have been approved so far in 2025. The Miami County Planning Commission will meet April 15th, 2025 at 7 p.m. Bethel Township does not have any cases on the agenda for that meeting. The Bethel Township Board of Zoning Appeals will meet April 24th at 6:30 here in the Township Meeting Room. There's 1 case currently on the agenda. The Zoning Commission has no cases on the agenda currently, and the Bethel Township Board of Trustees has a public hearing date to be determined for case zoning amendment 0125 to rezone 8415 South State Route 202 from R1AAA to B3.
And that has a time clock on it, so
it does.
We really need to get that scheduled.
Yes.
It's on here.
It's on there later.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
in the discussion section.
Okay. I'll just wait for the discussion session then about not that only that, but Rob England for the firehouse as well. I talked to him today. So
okay.
You want to do it then?
Yeah, let's do that now. Did you want to mention the...
Oh, yes. So we are currently looking for Board of Zoning Appeals members and alternates for the Zoning Commission. If you want more information on either one of those positions, you can give me a call in the office, or you can reach out to me via email at zoning@bethel.org. All you need to do to qualify is be a resident of Bethel Township, and then other than that, you can give me a call and we can talk further about an appointment.
All right, next up is the report from the Township Administrator Smith.
Thank you.
You again.
There are 7 resolutions on the agenda for the evening. The first 3 are to accept resignations of firefighter EMT Samuel Sortman, Connor Whalen, and Brian McKellar. We just want to thank them for their service and wish them well in their future endeavors. Next, we have a resolution to accept the resignation of Board of Zoning Appeals member Darren Anderson. Again, we want to thank him for stepping up as a citizen volunteer and helping out the township. Then is a resolution to establish a policy for travel expense reimbursements. Following that is a resolution stating our intent to participate in this year's Miami County Engineers paving program. And finally, a resolution to record electronic payments and warrants for March. I did want to point out, after the executive session this evening, there may be additional resolutions acted upon to appoint zoning board members. And then we have a couple of events coming up in the township. First is the Historical Society, which will meet Wednesday, April 2nd, starting at 6. Here in the township meeting room, they do meet on the first Wednesday of each month. And then rather than having two Easter egg hunts this year, the township is going to be partnering with the Bethel School Athletic Boosters on April 12th from 10 to 12. There's going to be an indoor egg hunt. The Easter Bunny will arrive at 10:15, and the egg hunts will begin at 10:30 by the age group. And then there are some other fun activities and things listed here in the agenda for this evening that details more of what's going to be happening at the Easter egg hunt.
Okay, thank you. Next up is the trustee reports. So I get to go first today. So buckle up. I went to a lot of meetings on behalf of the township last month. Let me just pull it up here. Took me a long time to write this report. Okay, so on March 8th, I attended the Farm Forum presented by Warren Davidson. In addition to him, there were several dignitaries there, including Representative Matt Huffman, the Ohio Department of Ag Director, the Ohio Farm Bureau Senior Director. Some of them spoke on today's issues, which included DOGE, solar panels, food stamp fraud, education being a state-driven rather than federal, loss of farmland, which is big for us, farmer health insurance, the tariff situation, and the fact that the 2017 tax cuts that are ending this year. And then Brad Bales from the Ohio Farm Bureau said we've lost 300,000 plus acres of farmland in recent years in Ohio. In Ohio, 300,000 acres, and 1,800 farms have been lost. In the question and answer part of the forum, it was asked about land ownership by foreign governments. There was a bill in 2018 to look at land ownership, and House Bill 1, the Property Protection Act. It was basically to prevent foreign government ownership near U.S. military installations and critical infrastructure. So it's good that we have these, because then they can tell the, you know, those guys that represent us the concerns that come up. So that's one of them. I myself submitted a question about annexation, but we ran out of time, so it didn't get addressed. They said they would provide an answer through email, but that has not happened yet. It was also held in Versailles, where I don't think that they're as affected as much by annexation as we are, so not a big issue up there. I went to the Miami County Council session on March 12th. They talked about grants and possible projects. I did mention Bethelville as a possible project, and there is a process where we have to do an income survey, and because that's one of the evaluation criteria. And unfortunately, the applications are due on April 11th, so we wouldn't have time to do it this year, but maybe we can put it on the list to look at next year, knowing that they do offer some grants. One announcement made was that there's going to be classes by the Board of Elections this year for folks seeking office. So for anybody who has filled out one of those petitions, you know, you make one little mistake and they reject it. So this year, the Board of Elections is going to provide some education. They didn't have a schedule at that time, so you have to check the website for additional education. Also at that meeting, the Miami County Public Health reviewed their annual report, and it's just a wealth of information on budget and finances, clinics and nursing, disease statistics, environmental health, children and family info, community service, and vital statistics such as birth and death information, all in Miami County. So it was pretty interesting. I have one extra copy if anybody wants it. The next evening, March 13th, I attended the Miami County Township Association quarterly meeting. John Gomez from the Ohio Treasurer's Office was our first speaker. He recommends using Star of Ohio for investments. He also talked about some of the Ohio programs, such as the Home Buyer Plus, the AgLink program, which offers operating loans between 2.5% and 3%. Excuse me, and the Stable Accounts Program for folks on disability. You can find all those on the website, the Ohio Treasurer's website.
if you want more information on them. He also mentioned there's a small business program coming similar to the AgLink program, which basically buys down loan rates. So that AgLink for the operating expenses, so instead of you paying the 6 or 7%, you get it for 2 or 3%. He also mentioned there's a small, Second speaker was Tim Herbst. He runs a professional road condition analysis business, spoke of many ways to maintain roads between pavings in order to make them last longer, thereby reducing paving costs. So I think we're kind of guilty of this in the township. We pave the road and then we don't do anything with it until 20 years goes by and then we pave it again. Excuse me. So he kind of compared it to a car where you buy a new car, you don't just drive it until it drops. You get your oil change, you do maintenance on it. So same idea with the roads. So I mentioned him at the workshop last week, and we're going to look into seeing what it would cost to maybe have him do that. They propose a maintenance plan, and so they tell you what they would recommend to do based on the condition of the road, and they put them in like 3 or 4 categories. So depending on the condition of the road, how much you can do to keep it going longer. Okay, the next speaker was Jonathan Newman, who is our representative. He discussed House Bill 113, which is the annexation law changes bill that's been proposed. I personally support this bill, but I don't feel it goes far enough to protect our township interests. There is a summary version of the bill out right now, which is more English-like than the actual bill. So if you don't like reading the whole bill, you can go to ohiohouse.gov website under legislation and get that summary version, which is English-like and just tells you, you know, kind of what's being proposed in that bill. Sheriff Duchek was there. He mentioned they have a decoy cruiser and an analytics box for speed zones, and we can borrow that if we want to. So you just have to let them know. Dave Norman from the recorder's office was there. This has come up twice in these meetings, so I thought this would be a good thing to mention. We in Miami County, well, they, the recorder's office, have a property fraud alert system. And you, as a homeowner, can sign up for this. And what they do is, like, anytime somebody does something to that address that would go through their office, they alert you. So this is to help prevent fraud, you know, like a mechanic's lien against it or a quitclaim deed that, you know, sometimes people lose their properties this way. So all you have to do to sign up for it is you can call them, you can register online, you can stop by the office, and you just register your address, and you know, then they send you an alert if somebody does something to that address. So I thought that was a nice little service. Okay, on March 17th, I attended the Bethel School Board regular meeting. There was no discussion on annexation issues, but the Facilities Committee should be starting to meet again shortly. They are looking for volunteers for the Facilities Committee, as well as some other committees like the Financial, the Curriculum, the Technical, and the Policy Committee. If you want to sign up for those, you can go to the website and get information and send in your name. So a good way to get involved. On March 18th, I went to the Miami County Auditor to have a meeting. This was with Fiscal Officer Ross, her assistant, Fortunato, and Administrator Smith went. So she told us all about the process for final appropriations and answered a bunch of our questions. So I just wanted to say thanks to her. She's always been very helpful, and it's kind of good to hear from her and answer questions. I attended the Farm Bureau policy meeting on March 19th. Jenny Hodge, our local resident and vice president of our Farm Bureau, gave a summary of their trip to Washington, D.C. to meet with the legislators. So that's one of the things that the local Farm Bureau does, is they go to D.C. every year to fight for farmers' rights and, you know, what they need as far as policy goes. Matt Altman, he's from the state trustee board of the Farm Bureau, spoke about some bills in progress that would allow nonprofits to offer health insurance to farmers, to increase funding for the OSU Veterinary College. Some, you know, we don't have a lot of large animal vets in this area. You have to go pretty far to get a vet to come and look at your cows. It's really not good. Meat processing grants, the brownfield remediation, the avian flu, and annexation he talked about as well. The open discussion brought out the concerns and announcements of the attendees, which included the CAUV, which keeps being reevaluated, farms being divided into smaller plots and developed, easements, property rights and zoning laws, Century Farms, and also he suggested meeting in person with your neighbors to discuss the loss of farmland and help prevent it. And what he's saying is, if the neighbors know each other, because we don't talk physically with our neighbors anymore. You know how each other feels about land preservation, and also a lot of people are interested in buying farmland if it goes up for sale, especially if it's their neighbor and they don't want to, you know, high density development on that land, but they may never get the chance. So if you talk to him in person, he's saying maybe we can save more farms that way. The mayor of Troy spoke there. She wants to grow Troy, which I thought was interesting since it's sold as small town USA. There were some concerns raised about the hazards of being on the road as a farmer, uninsured drivers, and the development of our farmland. So yeah, watch out for farmers on the road, please.
Getting that time of year.
Yeah, it's that time of year. I did ask, that was somebody from our township, by the way, that brought that up. I asked if we could have some sort of policy that sets aside at least some of our land to remain farmland forever. So I was thinking kind of like the park system, where at one point they recognized that land was being developed and owned by everybody and set aside a bunch of land for parks. So I was kind of thinking along that line, but I'm not suggesting that this land be owned by the government, but that might be some way to preserve farmland. And, you know, if we get sacrificed, which we don't have many farms left in our township, but even in Ohio, if they marked off some land and said, this is going to be farmland, then I think that would be good. There's countries that do that to remain self-sufficient, because if we don't, you heard the numbers, our farmland's disappearing at an alarming rate. Okay, two more. On March 20th, I attended the Tip City Chamber of Commerce Lunch and Learn on Employment Law, along with Fiscal Officer Assistant Fortunato and Administrator Smith. She talked about some of the recent update to the laws and some that may be coming. Some of the topics were non-compete agreements, pregnant workers, and exempt versus non-exempt salaries and overtime. So good way to get a little update on the current laws and what's changing. And then on March 21st, I, along with a citizen and Administrator Smith, met with an attorney who's an expert in election law to try to gather some information about a possible speed bump for future annexation. So there's some further researches in the works now, but we'll keep you posted as we learn things for that. And that's my report.
Well,
do you have a report today?
Yeah, but I don't know if I'm just going to be stepping on Cody's toes at the end for what we did together, or for discussion on the roads and England and all of that, do you want to wait for that at the end?
Well,
in the health department for 40 and all of that?
Yeah, okay. I mean, if you want to go ahead and I can add comments on that, yeah.
Okay, all right, well, we've got a number of projects going right now in the township, and we've been diligently working on trying to get those rectified. And as you drive through the township, you probably know which ones I'm talking about. We have been working together with the Miami County Health Department on Route 40 at the end going towards 235. They are now going to step in. We've exhausted all of our ability to try to force the issue with them. They're going to step in now, and Cody has more information on that, but we've been dealing with that for the last 3 weeks. Also, it's been long before I got here, we had the Ross Road burnout, and thank goodness Rob England is finally going to take that up. I've been dealing with him now for 3 weeks on that particular portion, and I talked to him today, and they are going to take that up. So we're going to be able to get rid of that house. The township will have to probably pay for the demolishing of it, and then it'll be put back on the taxes for the property for anybody who wishes to buy it, or the owner before it can be sold would have to pay us back. But they are going to take the legal action that's needed, because we have had this and many other cases at the prosecuting attorney's office now since the middle of January. There are actually 11 cases up there at my request since January of 24. So it was also mentioned to me, and again, this is something that we probably will discuss in our workshop meeting next month, or the 24th, 25th, whatever it is, that we probably should seek our own counsel at this point, like many of the other townships around us have done, because they are experiencing the same issue that we are with getting our problem properties to the courts. We use the Miami County Prosecuting Attorney's Office because it's free. But free is not always free, because as you can see, we've had to deal with 3-4 years on Ross Road. It's been at least 15 months on 40 at the other end. This end of 40, we've had at least 2 years on. And then there are Scarf Road properties as well that we have submitted for some assistance, and we are not getting it. So it was mentioned to me by Mr. England that we should probably seek our own counsel to force the issue, and they can then move forward with taking this to civil court, and we would then get the situations remedied quicker than what we're doing now. We are not a priority at the Miami County Prosecuting Attorney's Office. We are not. Neither are any of the townships that are facing the same issues that we have, which is zoning violations and the boathouse, or the boathouse restaurant. The boat shop down here on 201 has been repeatedly gone after by this township for encroaching on Mann Road and violating our agreement with them. And we can't get anything done about that either. So these are just big problems that we're having. But right now, these last 3 weeks, we've got three of them really, really big problems here in this township addressed by the county through pestering them. So we're doing the best we can. And I'm going to leave that go for now. But I did attend the school board meeting. I am on the academic council with that. That looks like it's going to be something that's worthwhile in this community. We're going to, Natalie's here from the school board. There are a number of positions, I guess, still open. I think the academic part of it is being ran by Regan Butler, and I think that one is closed. I think they have enough volunteers for that committee, but the other ones I know they're still taking applications on, so that would be something that if any of you are interested in, that you really kind of step up and maybe do. I know there's not a lot of hours in the day. If you're volunteering here and there, it's kind of hard. And the roads, Cody and I did our roads tour three times, and we figured out which ones we're going to do in the last 3 weeks as well. We're also working on the Winter Hill project, which again, we do have that narrowed down. We're trying to figure out with the county engineer's office if we can get them to actually do the study for us for free so that we're not spending your tax dollars on it. And right now they seem to be amicable on it. So it's our hope that we can get that straightened out so that Newberry is not continuously underwater, it seems like, or Winter Hill. Windham doesn't seem to be as big of a problem as right now Newberry is in Winter Hill. But our goal is to try to fix that whole subdivision and do it as cost effective as we can. And that is it.
I will echo real quick Trustee Dick's comments first on the property on Route 40. So I have been working with public health on that property. Talked with one of their inspectors a couple weeks ago, and then followed up with him at the tail end of last week. I got the record from him of when they've been out there. They've been out there now three times to work on getting that abated. Last inspection was done this past Friday, on the 28th, according to the inspector I spoke with. And that inspection was essentially to see if any changes or updates or anything had been taken care of at that point, and if there was no progress being shown, they were then going to forward the case on to the county prosecutor's office and work with them on getting that abated through that channel. So as Trustee Dick said, we followed all of our channels that we're able to, and we've kind of come to a point where it's a little bit out of our hands with some of the things that we need to be taken care of and everything. So we've given it over to folks that hopefully are able to get those situations taken care of. And then on the roads, so we went out, we surveyed all the roads, worked with Miami County Engineer's office on their paving program this year. So we're just waiting to get bid numbers back from them and understand, the cost and everything. But we have submitted our sections to be included in that joint bid for this year. And then finally on the Winter Hill subdivision, again, we formally requested the assistance of Miami County Engineer's office to do a study on that and see what remedies exist and how we can abate that issue. They are currently doing their pre-work on that, and then they're gonna get with us when they have some more information and the next steps available. I was advised next steps would probably be a site visit with the township and with the engineer's office. So I'll keep the trustees updated on any more information I get from them, and when that site visit will be scheduled. That's all I have on that.
All right, thanks guys. Okay, financial reports. So included here, we've been trying to put in the credit card detail for transparency. So this is our general credit card. You know, if you guys ever want to know what else money's being spent on, you're welcome to come up and talk to our fiscal officer. But here's what's on the credit card for last month. And then the receipts that come in, the trustees do not have to approve it, so they're just in here as a report. So we got some big money this time from the real estate taxes, which is always good. Well, that's part of the 3.8 mil levies in there too, so that's your money at work. Okay, discussion items. The Easter egg hunt. So we got a request for people to help with this up at the school.
Mm-hmm.
I had already told Cody and asked him to see if we could help, because first it was just money and I didn't want to do that. So I'm definitely going to help. They are looking for volunteers to help though. It's from 10 to 12. You probably got to be there a little early just to help switch things over. And
yeah, they said help change over the gym with some of the activities, and also volunteers to help with some of the
activities.
So
they're doing it in the gym this year?
I believe that's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an indoor Easter egg hunt. Then they don't have to worry about the weather.
Okay.
So, and then we should also probably talk about if we're going to give them a donation, what do we think is appropriate for that?
What did they ask for?
Well, they didn't ask for anything.
They did not. That when I initially approached them, they just said either a donation of candy or a donation of money that will be used
to purchase
candy.
When did they need the money by?
I would say as soon as possible.
Now?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, they said that is their single largest expense is the candy.
April 12th is when they're having it. So 11 days.
Yeah, you need to get that together then. So you don't have a resolution for how much?
Well, we don't need a resolution because it's going to be under $5,000.
Okay. Well,
unless you're feeling awfully generous this year.
I don't want to give them any.
So just for and giggles.
Okay.
I looked up we also did not have an Easter egg hunt last year.
Right.
They had one, and a bunch of us were out last year. Mm-hmm. So I went back and looked up the 2023 numbers, which. You know, they're kind of buried because this is one of the credit card things. Mm-hmm. That's another reason we're trying to track the credit card things, is because once they go in the folder, then you have to go back through the folder to find them. But anyhow, I went back to 2023. As best I can tell, we spent $829.15. We did rent two costumes. I think one of them had a problem, and that's why we got a second one that year. Mm-hmm. So normally it would be $100 less than that. So there's the number.
Okay. So that's what we spent on having it ourselves.
That's what we spent on having it ourselves
right.
2 years ago. And part of that was for park cleanup, which we'd probably have to do anyhow. That was another 110 roughly. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but I just wanted to get the number just to have an idea.
Okay. So what's your recommendation?
I would recommend, I think 500 would be fair. I mean, that's in line with what we spent in 2023, but is not quite up to that number.
Well, but everything's more expensive now. It's 2025.
True, and that is true. So
minus the double costume rental and the fact that we had to clean up the park, although that would cost us. We'd need to do that anyhow. So that would be maybe $600.
Okay.
So you want to go up from 500 to 600, 700, whatever you
want to
do.
Yeah, that's good. 600. 6 is 9.
Okay. So, yeah, we do not need a resolution for that.
So, Cody, are you going to take care of that?
Yep, I will get back with them
tomorrow.
And then I will let them know that Trustee Reese is going to be willing to help.
If you just ask them what time.
I have a problem with helping. You just need to know. We need to know. You know, I can do that as well. I just need to know what time, because they used to do that in shifts. They would have certain people coming in, and then there'd be people left to clean up. And
well, they only list the time from 10 to 12.
10 to 12?
So
okay.
Yeah, that's what they just need
to know what time to be there in the morning, and then, yeah,
they did
that. Cleaning up.
When my kids went, which I know I'm telling my age, when my kids went, they had people set up with the eggs all over the place, because they did an egg hunt as well. And so, but this was outside.
Yeah.
So, you know, if they're not, if we're inside, or if they're going to do that, then maybe they'll have people set up couple hours before, those people don't generally stay. Then they have people that are helping, and the parents usually guide through as well.
And different shifts.
And then there's a cleanup crew as well. So I guess you need to find out exactly.
Yeah. Yep. And I can get back with them and, you know, see what times and
sure.
They would be most helpful to them. Okay. And then I can coordinate with them.
That'd be great.
And if they need someone to shop for candy, I can go do that. If
okay.
You know, if they yeah. don't just want the cash, I can do it for them, or whatever they need. If they need stuff in advance, you know, let us know that as well.
Understood.
Okay, next up is we're done with that one, right?
Yep.
Next up is the cemetery.
Okay.
So
give me just a moment. I'm gonna get this. My projector has decided to not work for whatever reason. Let me get this up and running here. I've got maps and things here to help talk about the issue. Okay, so that should be coming up. So in the meantime, I'll give a brief rundown. So at the end of last week, I was contacted by a family who owns a plot in Bethel West Cemetery. And they let me know that it looked like there had been a burial that was done partially in one of their plots. And so I spoke with them a little bit, got some more information, went out and did a site visit with Mr. Yoakum from the road department, and kind of took stock of the issue, kind of see what was going on, talked with Mr. Yoakum about what possible remedies might exist. And I did speak with the family again. Pardon me, getting this up and running. I did speak with the family again to see what possible remedies might exist on their end, and they did let me know that, you know, they may be open to suggestions on the best way to remedy the situation, but that they would want to see more specific details laid out before anything, you know, before they say a definitive yes to any potential solution. I'm not sure what's going on with the projector here. But as I said, I've invited Mr. Yoakum here this evening to kind of talk a little bit about what may have happened and what some potential fixes might be. So at this point, I will turn it over to Mr. Yoakum and kind of let him give a rundown. What's the issue? And I'm going to try to get this projector working so we can all see what we see on there.
Well, first of all, a little history lesson. The cemetery itself was laid out around about 1850. It's been around for a few years. The cemetery, you think it'd be better to turn the lights off?
It's warm enough. It should pop up here for a little
brighter. Okay. Where's your pointer?
You know, at this point.
Yeah. If you look at the way the cemetery is laid out, there are two lots and a 4-foot walk space around each of the four, each two lots, except for down here in section D, where it's 6 lots, then a 4-foot walk space. The cemetery driveway, this section right here, was not put where it was supposed to be. The approximately right in here, there used to, well, if things is correct, there was a large tree in the driveway. And some of this is speculation from what I've been able to figure out, because they didn't want to take the tree down, they moved the driveway toward 202.
Okay.
But they didn't change any of the game plan accordingly. Well, over the years, people would be buried in this area right here, and of course there are lots next to the driveway, or the driveway not where it's supposed to be, so they got planted or buried in the driveway, the designated driveway. The same problem down here in section D, there are graves currently in the designated driveway, but they are not because they moved the driveway toward the road, which impacts these graves right here. And let's see, can you pull up the other one real quick? Yep, that one right there. Another problem that we have is this is a survey that we had done a few years back. I don't think it was involved with the ground penetrating radar. Mm-hmm. This was a separate survey. This driveway that you see right here that goes to the back of the cemetery, you see right here where we got a driveway that was put in, an error.
Okay.
Before my time, by the way.
So that driveway, are those plots currently occupied? Which
section of the driveway?
You see where the driveway goes, it
this
veers
one?
Off, yes.
Okay. All of those lots along there has been sold in some occupation of those graves. Years ago, you see there's these four graves right in here.
Mm-hmm.
We had to dig them up and move them down this way and over here,
mm-hmm.
because a family, I can't remember, it's one of these groups right here, realized that the driveway was over half of their lot. What happened there, I believe, and this again was before my time, there was a tree right approximately right here. The driveway only went back to that point. The caretaker of the time, and I believe this happened after it got turned over to us, but the caretaker that was working on it at the time was kept on for a year or two. I don't remember if the trustees requested it or he requested extending the driveway on back, but I think what happened there was that he used the angle that short section of driveway was, and instead of correcting it, it ended up angling to the north, caused all kinds of trouble, as you can probably imagine, because we had all kinds of trouble getting a hold of the family involved in these and getting them moved. And of course, we had to completely tear out this whole driveway section here and move it back in line to where it was. Now you see this one right here? This is a grave also.
Mm-hmm.
We did not move that one, but it's also in the driveway.
So, but you know, you and I have been out there several times. There's no markers anywhere. We've had this catalog through radar, but there's no markers on what you're saying. So why didn't we move? Do you remember why we didn't move any of that? In like the one you just pointed to, why didn't we move that? Do you remember why?
I do not know. I'm assuming you're referring to that
one. Yes.
I don't know why.
Because we moved the other four, correct?
The other four was moved because we had to move the driveway back.
Okay.
This one, the driveway, like this section and
mm-hmm.
going out here,
mm-hmm.
is 18 feet.
Okay.
This one that we were talking about is this basically just inside of the driveway area. It's still in the grass area, so it's not causing a problem. To fix that one, we'll have to move it down in this direction,
mm-hmm.
which.
You don't have the room to do that. Are any of those are occupied as well?
Which one?
Are those spaces that you just said we'd have to move it down towards, are they occupied?
I believe so.
So you can't move it?
We may have a problem there too.
Yeah.
This whole cemetery is a problem, one after another. That is a survey marker. That is a survey marker. And as you can see, it's currently in the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
Where both of those belong to this section of the cemetery. Now, we had the surveyor didn't survey and put markers throughout the cemetery. I think they paid to have them marked about a dozen locations.
Right.
And going by the survey markers that they put down versus the cemetery books, some of the markers are, instead of being on the lower left corner of each of the, The serving markers should always be here. Mm-hmm. Some of them on this side, some of them in the middle of the lot, some of them just who knows where.
But see, that brings in what I wanted to do, which was to straight line with the other section that we still have open, straight line, put in the marker, the foundation we talked about, straight line, so we could line those up. This, we can't go back and correct.
No.
All we can do is just move the four that's in the middle of the driveway if the family wants to do it.
Well, those four there?
They've been moved. Okay, then the other one on the end would then have to be moved.
It's currently not causing a problem, but it may at some point.
Yeah, so we would have to move that one. And the people that notified us of the one that is partially in somebody else's spot.
I think that's somewhere in this area right here.
Okay, so we would have to move those as well.
Well,
because there are four
people.
If they
want to do that.
If they want to do that. We would have to move those four because there are four plots there, if I understand.
No, there's only two occupied.
Two occupied.
Two out of eight.
Okay, so what we would still have to account for two out of eight?
Well, they own eight graves in the lot.
Okay, so
two are occupied by the family members.
Okay, so we have to find a spot for eight.
Right.
For eight and plots, and then move two, right?
You should have a printoff today somewhere.
We've got it here.
Okay. Right. Let's see where the heck.
This is where you've got it marked out. Are you looking
right here? Right here. This is 140, mm-hmm. the lot we are talking about.
Right.
My suggestion is either give these to them or dig these up, move them over here, and I would personally say that lot is dead.
Okay.
Not to be sold, not to be done anything with.
Okay.
And because there are going to be conflicts all around it.
Do you understand, Julie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've already talked to him.
Well, I talked to Cody about it, but I didn't realize there were eight, not four.
Yeah.
So
they own.
So they really. So they really come. It really comes down to them having a couple of choices.
Yeah.
They can either move the two and have all eight together.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't want to move the two, they would be catty corner. We could give them the six,
mm-hmm.
and if they don't want to move them, I mean.
Yeah. Grave. The two that is there now is in grave two and three.
Okay.
Grave one is open. Grave four is open. And 5, 6, 7, and 8 is open, technically.
Have you talked to them about any of this?
I did, and they initially were very much in favor of keeping the plot that they currently have. But then when I spoke to them and, you know, kind of talked to them a little bit to see if there were some other options that they may be acceptable to them, I had mentioned something along this line of giving them the, I think it's plot 130. That was fairly close to where they're at, the current plot is located, and they said that they would be potentially open to that, but they wanted to get some more specifics and more details. And another complicating factor with this is the family members that called me live out of town. So they do have a relative that lives in Huber that I may be able to get in contact with and do some of this more face-to-face instead of over the phone, because unfortunately out of town, they live out of town, but yeah, they initially were not open to that, but the more I spoke with them, the more they may be open to that if I can get them specifics and
well, I think that's probably what we should do. Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we can't force them to move them, and I
no.
wouldn't want to do that.
But no,
but we should
could
definitely
pay
offer
the
them
to have it. Have
yeah,
it
we move. Could we could offer them the eight together, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I suggested that he talk to them early, because I didn't want them to have to hear this discussion,
right?
You know, without already knowing about it.
Right.
So,
but then I think we should do what I had suggested.
Yes,
is make sure, and you know, we need to get the property line for the one part that Robert and I brought to the table two meetings or so ago about the tree line, where we're encroaching on that as well. We need not to sell those lots anymore all along that property line, because it's encroaching. We probably need to go back four lots over and not sell anything over there anymore. This particular cemetery still has a lot of space, so to speak.
That's what all these are, right?
Yes, and along there. But there's trees that encroach upon those empty lots so badly, so that you can't, the two lots over, you can't put anybody there anyway without taking down the trees because they're too far close to the property line. They used to be just little scrub trees, and now they're like huge trees, so we can't do that.
The other problem that had occurred, to the best of my guessing to some degree, is that, like I said, as you can see the way they laid this cemetery out with the two lots, 4 foot walk space, our indication is, for the most part, they never used those 4 foot walk spaces as walk spaces. They moved everything together, erasing them. And then later on, for instance, when we took over, we didn't know that. So we look at the map, and we got a burial here. Mm-hmm. We've done the 36-4, 36-4, and 36-4.
And you don't have that space.
No. Okay. And that's part of the problem with overlapping graves. Mm-hmm. And because we didn't know what they did, we done what we thought was right.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is something we inherited, so
yes.
I mean, we can't, you know, hindsight's 20/20. We could go back and say, okay, we can catalog, which we've done, and even the catalog is somewhat off as well, because the square footage between each marked grave is not accurate. So the only thing, I mean, short of not selling anymore,
which I would recommend,
which I know Jerry said years ago that he didn't want to sell anymore either, and then as we talked, he sold, you guys sold 4 or 5 more lots. So, and I did bring that up. Either we come to some point of reference with, you know, putting in the new foundations for the markers, and then we can, you know, take that space that we know is not occupied, and then mark those off, and we have a valid square footage area that we can, you know, kind of put.
Use it to reference.
Yeah, we can sell those plots, but again, a lot of those, there are some that are up, but most of them are down in the valley where that water problem could potentially come up.
Well, there's this whole area that runs through here is DP&L. The
so
valley.
So we cannot do, yeah, we can't do anything there.
Right.
Anyway. We've got an easement there.
And there's a section that runs along through here, about 20 feet from where it drops off into the valley.
Mm-hmm.
We got logs and all kinds of stuff buried in there.
Okay, I think the next thing for you guys to do is go out and come up with a site plan of what is usable and what is definitely not usable. And then we can make a decision on whether we try to sell these or not continue down that path. Because if it's going to cause problems like this, we probably are better off just not selling anything else in there.
The problem that we have, and I still recommend that we shut down selling, is this whole area. There are, I'm estimating, anywhere from 75 to 100 graves that have not been occupied that has been sold. And yeah, I see that look on your face.
Overselling here.
Yeah, who knows how many more of these we're going to find as the years go by.
So how did this family know that, or why? What made them think there was somebody there?
When I did the burial that they was complaining about, and I have to admit, partly my fault, because what I did was, there was a row of gravestones already there, and I used that alignment for this burial. But they are also out of line from where they're supposed to be, which I did not know. And I, at the time of the burial, 4 or 2, maybe 3 of the lot markers that they put in, who knows when, was covered up with dirt.
They being the family.
The family. Yeah.
So I didn't see them, and I didn't remember.
And they've since been cleaned off. So they're accessible.
Well, I asked you to do that, so you took care of that.
Yes.
You took care of cleaning everything off. Okay. Well, the only thing The only thing I can say is that, you know, this goes back to what I suggested we do three meetings ago, which was dig out what was buried, come up with a new foundation to lay the straight rows and go on. And then we decided maybe we wouldn't sell anymore in there. But if you're telling me we have 100 commitments to make, then we better be figuring out how we're going to make those commitments or start refunding money.
And that, to me, was this brought to light a bigger issue to me, because from the way I understand it, after Mr. Yocum and I took a look at some of, and him and the other gentleman in the road department, it seems, and Robert, please correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like certain things were out of alignment a little bit, and then they started, and then it just compounded to where now we have the issue we have now, where things are just not where they're supposed to be. I know Robert, Mr. Yocum, they brought measurements to me of where certain, you know, rows are supposed to be footage-wise from the original plans, and some of them are 6, 8, 10 foot off of where they're supposed to be. Am I remembering that correctly? Okay.
You do.
175 years old. I mean,
I guess so.
So,
another problem that we ran into when I started working here is there was no cemetery records, basically.
I know. We had that discussion.
The cemetery books we had was basically loose leaf notebooks. Sometimes there's a piece of cardboard in the notebook. I mean, a flyer that had information on the back of it. And I know the database that I got back there got errors in it. Because some of the books said this for this person, but this book said something different. I mean, I got one gravestone that said, I got three different books that said this is in three different locations. What do you do? I mean, can't talk to the people that did the books.
Yeah.
They're all gone.
Yeah.
I mean, deeds.
I don't know what to say other than we have to do the best we can to try to fix this. And if it means that we, you know, make good on the purchases that have already been made but are not filled, then we probably should do that and really look seriously about, I don't know how the other two feel, but about not selling anything in there anymore.
I'm okay with not selling anything.
Yeah, because this is too...
Could we ask the community to help? Because...
If you
There's
look at this, though.
Yeah, we could maybe run an ad.
Yeah,
on ours.
They might be able to come and say, okay, this is where I was told.
Can you pull up my color map?
Yeah, do you want to use
which
my color map?
Well, no, I'm pulling.
Okay.
I'm letting him pull that
okay.
up, so then you can show it. You can talk to you here.
Okay.
All this gold area, gorgeous color area, as you see on your map here, those are grave lots. According to my best estimate, not sold.
Okay.
You got the lighter gray and the darker gray. The lighter grays are graves that are sold, but not occupied.
Okay.
The darker grays, those are all occupied graves.
Mm-hmm.
The reddish colored one here are graves that I know is reserved for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
How about panning down at 102?
60. What's that big blue spot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why again?
The blue?
This blue?
Yeah.
That's the driveway.
That's the driveway around
yes.
the center.
Yeah,
but this one doesn't show that same driveway on the previous screen.
Which one you're talking about?
If this is 160.
No, this is the driveway.
This is driveway here.
Oh, this is this way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean,
so the gray on this screen is what is occupied, and the
dark
lighter gray
is
sold
grays.
Yeah. Okay.
And I ended up with a little bit of two different colors here,
mm-hmm.
but those both of these are reserved or indicating reserved graves,
mm-hmm.
where I know a person is supposed to go there when their time comes.
Okay.
Mean morbid.
So they're the same as the light gray?
No, dark gray.
Well,
light.
They are technically the same as the light gray, except that
we already know who's supposed to go there. Where the light gray is, we know it's been sold,
okay.
But we don't know who's going. No family gotcha. Member came by and said, I want Joe in that grave right
gotcha.
There.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, well, then we should, maybe you guys should look about.
So the,
the
yellow is not sold, you said?
No.
Yellow is, or gold is unsold. Now, if you look at that right there, that is near the dirt pile.
Oh, that's in the very back.
Yeah, way back.
That's
out
here.
Yes.
So where's the dirt pile?
All the way in the back of
this whole area back side. Here is basically where the dirt pile is. Mm-hmm. And so 169 is somewhere in there, right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's way back there.
Yeah.
And that, I found an old record back in 69 that says that family, a family bought that. Oh. But I'm hoping they forgot. Is that 69, 80 years ago? Most likely they don't even remember.
They're probably not here.
No. Mm-hmm. I'm,
so, okay, so,
well, I'm the families that are still here from 69.
80 years ago, he said.
Yeah, that'd be about 80 years. So, 80. She got 69, 70, 50 years. Okay, 50. Okay, my math was terrible.
Yeah.
So
keep it up.
It
I mean, I'll
be gone. It might not be gone. It's 50 some years. Not too bad.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well.
So maybe,
this hasn't been my math day.
so maybe we should run an ad. In that states we're trying to catalog the cemetery, this particular cemetery. If you have a relative or if you've purchased a plot, you know, please notify us so that we can update our books and then we can, once we get that back, then we can decide and we match up the records with.
Or maybe what, maybe they have to go out there with Robert and show them, you know,
yeah.
where. Because
yeah.
they're not going to probably know the number.
No. Well, they might have a certificate, because you should have issued a certificate.
Right. Yeah. But back we should have those records in the office, right?
No.
No.
We
don't.
Should have.
Back in the day, when they made out a deed,
they gave
it was a single sheet of paper, yeah. and they handed it to the family, mm-hmm. and the cemeteries just washed their hand of it.
Right.
They expect you to show up with the deed at the appropriate time.
And then when the church ran it, they probably...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every time...
I say we ask, because a lot of families are still around.
Still around.
That's what I was thinking. When you were saying they're gone, I'm thinking they're probably still here.
Some relative is still
yeah.
there.
Maybe I've asked on numerous occasions when I've talked to families, when they're talking about burials, and I can't find an actual deed record. I ask them if they have a deed or some documentation, and if they do, I ask them if they will photocopy it and get it to us for our records. And I've had some success with that, not a lot. But,
well, it can't hurt to ask.
It can't. Mm-hmm. I mean, all we can do is give a time limit
on
how long we're gonna, how long it's gonna take to do that. Maybe by the next meeting, you know, we can have a decision on when you're gonna run the ad, next business meeting, when you're gonna run the ad. If you come up with a better suggestion,
put it in the newsletter.
Or in the newsletter, but that's already out.
I know. I said should have put it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can put in the next one. I mean,
yeah, we can do that as well.
Stop selling in the meantime.
Yes, no more sales in that particular cemetery. But that's really one of the only ones we've got open. So.
Well, West Charleston is still
yes.
open.
Okay.
In
right.
Section B only.
Right.
And Section A of that cemetery, mm-hmm. there's a lot of open space. But again, we don't know.
You don't know what's there.
No.
So then, let's like. Do you need a resolution for that, Julie, to stop selling for that?
I would appreciate it myself.
Yeah, we can do one.
Okay, we'll do
next
that
month.
Next month.
Mm.
But in the meantime...
Thou shalt be done.
Okay. And then Cody, talk to them about moving to the back to the corner.
Yep.
And if they're not willing to do that, then we have to find space. And then... get the prices on moving.
Yep, I'm with you. Because again, this is I view this as a
specific issue right now, and then an overarching issue that needs potentially a bigger solution.
Yeah, well, moving them is there's very specific laws about who has to be there, and there's a lot of people that have to watch that.
Right.
Yeah. So just make sure we do that.
Considering the four that we had to move once before,
yeah,
it was a lot of stuff they had to hop through.
We still should have those records of moving those four. Maybe go back through those records and find out specifically what we have to do. And
I should be able to find
it. I think ORC dictates that, I believe.
Yeah, but they have, I mean, if we've got the records.
If we've got the records.
Yeah, if we've got the records, we can kind of figure it out.
Yeah, but it may have changed since then.
A little bit, yeah.
I went to that session.
The OTA. Yeah. Okay, so anyways, that's the plan for now.
We're going to. And I apologize for standing. I think my seat was affecting the power cable projector, so I thought I better just stand. So
you're fine. So. I'd like to stand too, because I keep looking straight through this.
Right.
You know.
Yep.
Yeah, see what the family wants to do.
Sure.
Apologize.
I know.
Yeah.
Maybe you could take care of that for me.
Horrible thing.
And I understand this is an extremely sensitive issue and a family issue. And, you know, again, I try to view things how would I want it to be handled if I was on the other side of the table, right? So I've been very apologetic with them. Very, you know, I understand this is a completely and very serious issue. Like, we are going to take and do what we can to make this as right as possible.
Yeah, because when I was elected, you know, I went into those cemeteries and I had the guys take care of a lot of things that had been let go. And in my wildest dreams, I would have never thought of this, never. Because we really went in and cleaned up a lot. We fixed fences, we took out trees, you know, small ones that were scrubbed. We tried to really bring things up to really a good condition. Not that they were totally deplorable, but there were some things that hadn't been done for a while, and so we took care of that all last year, didn't we, Robert?
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a priority
Absolutely.
Since I've been in office. It's been my priority because I'm the one that's in charge of that. But I would never have guessed that this would happen, never. So yeah, I'd like to see it fixed quickly.
So I will follow up with the agreed upon plans, and we'll go from there.
Okay, next up is we need a meeting date and time for the public hearing case. Since Beth isn't here, we're probably going to have to do this outside of the meeting.
Yeah, what I can do is I can get dates that work for both of you and obviously myself, and then, you know, I can coordinate with Beth and see what works for her and come up with a date that's going to work well.
What do you have tentatively in mind, Julie, as far as the date?
Well, the next workshop was 2 days past the limit, so we have to do it by the 27th. And then, ideally, there has to be another. No, we can just vote on it that night.
Yeah,
there's no more time frames. Yeah, so just before then, I don't.
Yeah, the ORC pick a day, you know? Has to be at least 10 days, but not more than 30.
Mm-hmm. So their 10 days is up next week.
So that's correct. Yeah,
okay. Yes. So what's your schedule look like next week?
You'd have to pick a day. And
I pick a day. Okay. All right.
Any particular day or time work better?
No.
On your end? Okay.
If it's next week, no. It's okay. Evening, so no, it's fine.
Okay.
So 27th.
But what you can pick two dates and give Beth a choice, you know, Julie. You're the one that's the busiest.
Well, I did a lot of meetings last month, but that's unusual.
Month.
So
yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
I mean,
10 days. So maybe like the 15th.
That'd be Tuesday.
No, you don't want to do it then.
Okay.
16th? Tax day, everybody's going to be rushing around.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do it then.
16th?
16th then? Yeah. I'm okay with the 16th.
16th?
Mm-hmm. Anybody want any other date?
I was going to suggest either the 16th, 17th, or you know, maybe the 22nd or the 24th, somewhere around there.
22nd works for me as well.
If
it has to go later in the month.
Yeah, 22nd's okay for me too.
So 16th and 22nd.
Okay, I will coordinate and get that put on the.
See if she's available.
See if she's available.
Yep. I can do that.
Yeah. So 10 days was yeah.
And you want to make sure you give her the time. You want to do 6 o'clock.
You can't do it next week.
I can do it next week. If it can be done next week, but it can't be sooner than 10 days. And their meeting was last Thursday, so.
Yeah, so
this Thursday would be 7.
So April 6th would be day 10.
Yeah.
So what about the 9th as another?
That's a good one too. I can do that as well.
So there's.
So that would be sooner rather than later, and we could be done, and we wouldn't have anything else until the 24th. So what about that one, Cody? That's 3 dates, okay?
Yep.
6 o'clock then?
Because
you have to, is that enough time for you to invite the applicant?
Yeah, that should be.
Okay.
And we have to, now we can do it online.
We can post it online.
So as soon as you know, we'll get the ad ready and post it on the website.
That does make sense.
Okay. All right, so you figure that out then with Beth and let us know.
I'll do that.
Okay, next up. So let me just write this down. Okay, next up is public comments on agenda items.
We have one public comment, but it is on a topic not on the agenda for the evening.
Okay, we'll save that one for the end then. Okay. Okay, next up is our action item. So, Mr. Administrator, you will read the description, and you're going to fill in the papers as we go, right?
I can do it that way, yep. That works. All right. Resolution number 25-04-031, a resolution accepting the resignation of Samuel Sortman from the Bethel Township Fire Department.
Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Okay, I will second. Any discussion? I'd just like to say thanks for all three of them. I hate to see him go. Good reasons, though.
Yep. I will say all three of them worked really hard when they were here. They really bust tail to get stuff done and really be influential in our most of our day-to-day operation.
And some long-term.
It's long-term. It's just too bad we can't offer full-time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think that's the problem.
We can't, you know, we can't compete because we can't offer full-time with benefits and everything. It's just not, it would be nice, but we're not in a position to do it.
So, all three of them are great people and obviously wish them well. And if they ever want to come back, all three of them are...
It's even hard for them to take their position and keep a part-time one here, you know?
Yeah.
So I talked to one of the guys about that, and it's really hard.
Yeah.
Anyways, okay, let's move on.
Call the vote, please.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 2-0.
Resolution number 25-04-032, a resolution accepting the resignation of Connor Whalen from the Bethel Township Fire Department.
Do I have a motion?
Yeah, motion.
Okay, I will second. Any discussion?
Rhonda's really going to be heartbroken.
Yep. Okay, call the vote, please.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 2-0.
Resolution number 25-04-033, a resolution accepting the resignation of Brian McKellar from the Bethel Township Fire Department.
Okay, motion. Thank you. I will second. Any discussion? It's been said.
Yeah.
Call the vote.
All right. Trustee Dick?
Yes.
And Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 2-0.
Resolution number 25-04-034, a resolution accepting the resignation of Darren Anderson from the Bethel Township Board of Zoning Appeals.
Do I have a motion?
Motion.
I will second. Any discussion? I just want to say thanks to Darren. He's been on the board a while. So thanks for stepping up and volunteering to help out your township.
Thank you. We appreciate your service.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 2-0.
Resolution number 25-04-035, a resolution approving a policy for reimbursement rates for expenses incurred while performing official duties.
Motioned.
Thank you. I will second. Any discussion?
No.
So just so everyone knows, this resolution is because I was looking for the mileage reimbursement rate from going to a conference and couldn't find it anywhere. Don't know if we did one ages ago. Some of the resolutions are, it's you got to search them by paper. So we're trying to keep them online now. So we're getting there where we can search, but I couldn't find one. So this sets a generic policy. And if you read the resolution, which is in your packet, you'll see it follows the Ohio Budget Office. I didn't say that right.
Ohio Office of Budget Management.
What is it?
Ohio Office of Budget Management.
Ohio Office of Budget Management. Thank you. I knew it was something like that. That's basically what we're going to do is we're going to follow their recommendations. For mileage, the IRS offers a lot more, but we're going to go with the Office of Budget Management. Okay, call the vote, please.
Trustee Dick.
Yes.
Trustee Reese.
Yes. Motion carries 2-0.
A resolution 25-04-036, a resolution authorizing the Board of Trustees to participate in the Miami County Engineers Office 2025 Asphalt Concrete Resurfacing Program.
Do I have a motion?
Motioned.
And I will second. Any discussion?
No.
So this resolution is just saying our intent is that we're going to repave New Carlisle Road from 201 to Dayton Brandt, and then part of New Carlisle Road coming the other direction from Scarf Road to a certain address. And as Administrator Smith mentioned earlier, we wait for Miami County because we're participating in a program that they offer to get cheaper rates. We wait for them to come back with the estimate, which I was told at the Miami County Township meeting will be probably somewhere between $105,000 and $120,000 a mile. Mm-hmm. Maybe more. I don't know, but that's what they estimated.
That's probably less than what we did last year per mile. I think that's slightly less.
Well, that's no guarantee. That was just a
prediction. But we came in under budget last year as well, so maybe it's gone down even a little bit more because of work is less. I mean, there's not a lot of
so once we get that, then we do a resolution with the cost and the contract. We'll get a contract that we sign with the county, and they hire a contractor to do the work. Okay. Call the vote, please.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 2-0.
Resolution number 25-04-037, a resolution to record electronic payments and warrants.
Motion.
Thank you. I will second. Any discussion? Hearing none, please call the vote.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
And Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 2-0. So that brings us to the public comments on any topic. You said you had one.
Yes, I have Deborah Fritz, who will be speaking about water lines.
Deborah Fritz, 5227 South State Route 202. The objective of this land use plan is to assist in directing the growth of Bethel Township so that wherever possible, the township will preserve its rural atmosphere of open green spaces and will protect its agricultural roots. At the same time, the township must plan for the integration of residential, commercial, and industrial property, which will be an asset to the future of the entire community. The plan should address the necessity for planned growth to provide water and sewage services to protect and preserve the future availability of our natural resources. The plan should encourage additional housing development and improve existing housing opportunities to attract families who have the potential to enlarge and strengthen the local school system through increased enrollment and participation in all school activities. March 15th, 1989, the Bethel Township Land Use Planning Goals.
Thank you. When was that? March?
Yeah. Natalie is asking for something.
Oh.
She's home.
Yes, you call it. Yep, absolutely.
You want me to put one in Beth's mailbox?
I'll give it to Beth.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, Natalie. Donahue, 7835 Agar Broad Road. Just two things. Thank you for what you continue to do, everybody. I know a lot of hard work goes in, so thank you to everybody. You're doing a great job, so keep it up. And then I, because I think all the great people are in the room, I just wanted to ask this question. It's kind of a follow-up from November. I belong to another, well, multiple other organizations as well, but I was contacted by somebody in the Troy Historical Society, and I didn't get to follow up, to be honest with you. There was a gentleman who called up there, but he had Bethel Township cemetery plots, mm-hmm. and he was asking if he could be in touch. At that time, you weren't here, because this was around Thanksgiving time, right? And it was the holidays mm-hmm. and stuff, so mm-hmm. it's a perfect time tonight. I didn't know if he ever called in here, Mr. Moyer. And I know you would have been contacted, but he was looking to sounded like an elderly man, but he was trying to determine if they could change some of the deeds to new ownership, so within their family. So I just wondered if I could share that information. If he didn't call in already.
He may have called in. I remember somebody did. Did you?
I somewhat remember that.
Somebody did say they wanted to move.
Changing the deed usually isn't a big deal. Mm-hmm. You just have to go through the fiscal officer and he writes a new deed and, mm-hmm. and hand it out, and I adjust my records accordingly.
It says change ownership on some deeds for plots. So if they have.
Can you share that with Cody, and then Cody can follow up with him because they may be in one of our target areas,
And like I wasn't planning to bring, kind of honestly, it slipped my mind because mm-hmm. it was so long ago. And I followed up and said contact the office, but you don't know at that time if he did follow up, so mm-hmm. I didn't want to be redundant. But it might be a good time to pull that in together.
Absolutely.
Again.
Yeah, if you will. Share his information with me here just a moment.
I'll write it down. And
yeah, that would be
I'll
great.
I'll fill out my pink sheet. But that was all for tonight. Thank you.
Thanks,
Natalie. Okay, next up are announcements. Administrator Smith.
Yes. Okay, let's see. April 2nd, tomorrow, the Historical Society will be meeting here in the Township Meeting Room at 6 p.m. April 12th will be the Easter Egg Hunt at Bethel Schools starting at 10 a.m. April 15th will be the County Planning Commission meeting in Troy at 7. No Bethel Township cases on that agenda. April 15th is also Tax Day. April 24th will be the next meeting of the Bethel Township Board of Zoning Appeals at 6:30 here in the Township Meeting Room. There is one case on that agenda. And the Zoning Commission would be meeting afterward at 7:30, if there were a case. There is no case for the Zoning Commission for this month. And then April 29th will be the next trustee workshop meeting, again here in the Township Meeting Room at 6 p.m. May 5th will be the following trustee regular business meeting here in the Township Room at 6 p.m. May 6th is Election Day. Precinct is at Bethel Schools. Polls are open that day 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. And lastly, May 7th will be the following Historical Society meeting here in the Township Room at 6 o'clock.
So I carried it into May this time a little bit early because I just wanted to point out that we normally meet on Tuesdays, but it's going to be Monday, May 5th, because the elections are on Tuesday. So just wanted to point that out. Okay, next we are going to enter executive session. And as we said earlier, we will probably take some action afterwards to appoint zoning board members. So I need a motion to enter executive session. Hold on, I gotta read it for the record.
Okay.
A motion to enter executive session, which is necessary to protect the possible investment or expenditure of public funds to be made in connection with the economic development project for the purpose to consult with an attorney regarding negotiations with other political subdivisions respecting requests for economic development assistance, and for the purpose to consider the appointment or employment of a public employee or official. Now.
Motion.
Thank you. I will second. Any discussion? Okay, call the vote, please.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 2-0. Time into executive session will be 7:29 p.m. And I will pause the recording. Okay, back to regular session at 8:22. So what you guys have. And if you go get them, and then we'll... First, go and get them before we came back to regular session.
We'll cancel it and say we're coming into regular session.
It's all one. Okay. It's all one recording. It's fine.
Okay.
Welcome back, ladies.
Well, hello.
Okay, so we are recording again to finish the. We're back in regular session. And what we're going to have is two resolutions now. The first will be a resolution appointing Donna Hughes to the Bethel Township Board of Zoning Appeals for a term ending December 31st, 2027. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Thank you. I will second. And then any discussion? No discussion, so we'll call the vote. Trustee Dick?
Yep.
Trustee Reese? Yes. Motion carries 2-0. Okay. Next resolution, 25-04-039. A resolution, this is the same one.
Here.
I mean, same name.
Oh, okay.
I printed a bunch of different versions, so whatever you guys came up with. Do we not have that one?
I'll turn it to the
table. Okay. Resolution 25-04-039, a resolution appointing Janice Royce, alternate to the Bethel Township Zoning Commission, for a term ending December 31st, 2029. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Thank you. I will second. Any discussion? Okay. Call the vote. Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese? Yes. Motion carries 2-0. And now we will have the swearing in. Okay. So you
do Donna first?
Yeah, and okay. You want to take pictures and we'll.
Yeah, somebody will have to take pictures. I can't take
we'll
pictures.
Get you on the website. And...
Let me. So this one right. I brought this so let me put that.
Let's not talk about that.
Just turn the chest up. If you guys want to stand in front of the camera.
Okay, now. I might screw up, so. I'm just saying. You ready, Cody?
I'm ready.
Okay. I, Donna Hughes. Having been appointed to the Bethel Township Board of Zoning Appeals.
Camera.
Oh, shit.
It's okay.
Oh. This is my first time, Donna. Okay, ready? I, Donna Hughes, having been appointed to the Bethel Township Board of Zoning Appeals.
I, Donna Hughes, been appointed to...
Do I read it or do I have her repeat it?
You have her repeat it.
Okay.
Line by line.
Line by line?
Hi, Donna Hughes.
Having been appointed to the Bethel Township Board of Zoning Appeals.
Having been appointed to the Bethel Township
Board of
Zoning Appeals.
For the term ending December 31st, 2027.
For the term ending December 31st, 2027.
Do hereby solemnly swear or affirm.
Do hereby swear and affirm.
That I shall first support the Constitution.
I will first support the state and the federal Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the state of Ohio.
And the state of Ohio.
Second, that I will not knowingly.
Not knowingly.
Or willingly violate.
Or willingly violate.
Any provision.
Any provision.
Of the Ohio Revised Code.
Of the Ohio Revised Code.
And third.
And third.
That I shall faithfully.
I shall faithfully.
Honestly.
Honestly.
And impartially.
Impartially.
Discharge.
Discharge.
The duties incumbent.
The duties incumbent.
Upon me.
Upon me.
As a member.
As a member.
Of this body.
Of this body.
According to.
According to.
The best of my ability.
The best of my ability.
And understanding.
And understanding. That was trauma. That was trauma.
Okay.
Do I get to hug Cody now?
We are recording this.
Okay, Miss Royce.
Okay.
We'll see if I can get through this one.
Oh my.
This is the first time in 15 months I've done this. Julie usually does it.
Oh, Rhonda.
Or Rhonda, yeah.
Rhonda normally
yeah.
does it.
Okay. I, Janice Royce.
I, Janice Royce.
Have been appointed to.
Have been appointed to.
The Bethel Township Zoning Commission.
The Bethel Township Zoning Commission.
For the term ending December 31st, 2029.
For the term ending December 31st, 2029.
Do hereby solemnly swear or affirm.
Do hereby solemnly swear or affirm.
That I shall first.
That I shall first.
Support the Constitution of the United States.
That I shall support the Constitution of the United States.
And the state of Ohio.
And the state of Ohio.
Second.
Second.
That I will knowingly or willingly violate. I will not.
I will not.
I will not.
Okay.
Second, that I will not knowingly or willingly violate.
That I will not. Second, that I will not knowingly or willingly violate.
Any provision.
Any provision.
Of the Ohio Revised Code.
Of the Ohio Revised Code.
And third.
And third.
That I shall faithfully.
That I shall faithfully.
Honestly.
Honestly.
And impartially.
And impartially.
Discharge the duties incumbent upon me.
Discharge the duties incumbent upon me.
As a member of this body according.
As a member of this body according.
To the best of my ability and understanding.
To the best of my ability and understanding.
Good job! You're welcome.
She speaks better than me.
We'll both be very
good.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
We will both be
very
good.
Congratulations. Welcome okay. aboard.
Yeah, you will be
working with you.
Do they need to sign this? Yes. And then you sign the bottom one.
They need to sign this.
Yes.
Okay. And then I'll
we'll
sign the bottom.
Good. Get out of the township.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I gotta have
signatures,
ladies.
Gotta have
signatures.
Okay.
Oh, we got one. That one's black, actually.
This
one's blue if you want to use the black one.
This one's black. Okay, Donna, I'll have you sign right here.
There you go.
Sign my name or print it?
Sign
it.
That is your official oath of office statement.
Yeah, I'm starting to be a...
Yeah, after I butchered
yeah,
it.
And then they'll sign it down there, don't
Yes, they sign it.
Okay, now I'm going to sign this. As it says Rhonda here, though.
Yeah, cross that out.
Cross
Sorry.
It out, put trustee.
We're all official, baby.
Yeah.
We got this
be.
Down.
You know me that.
I did that at like 2 in the morning, so I apologize. That was my mistake.
The minutes are great, though.
Thank
when
you.
Written all the money that's how it's spent. They never did that. It was all written out. Yeah. But they did have about the mileage for cars and stuff. I remember that because I was zoning, and so you'd have to drive all around the township. So I got whatever the state Medicaid.
Well, yeah, see, now it just needs to be, it just needs to be written down somewhere, so
right,
Rhonda has the authority to,
right,
you know, it's written in the resolution to pay us this amount.
Somewhere, I'm
and,
sure it is.
And we did it generic, so we don't have to keep doing it.
Yeah,
I couldn't find it.
That's a good
it.
Idea.
Good news to you.
Okay, so
ago.
All we need is a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
My pen.
Thank you, ladies.
I need that
pen. You're going to be wonderful.
Yes, we will.
I just need the red one. Okay.
I can't wait to come to your first meeting.
I will second the motion.
Second.
Any discussion
okay,
on adjournment?
Remind me.
Huh?
Cody.
Hold on just one
okay.
moment.
Cody will
the
see.
Vote. Trustee Dick.
Yes.
Trustee Reese, yes. Motion carries 2-0. Time of adjournment is 8:32.